Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. Because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Parents usually have their children's best interests at heart. We'd like our children to be well-liked and successful in this world. So we start building a dream for them, sometimes realistic, sometimes not, before he or she is even born. The dream for the child is the parent's dream. This scripture is about Jesus' sonship, his connection with the Father. You might say, in simplistic terms, that Jesus was like a dream, the Father's dream. I quote today's scripture, "He shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes." God gives Jesus everything he has. In this perfect case of a father and son, Jesus appreciates everything the Father says. And because Jesus is also God, he is able to follow all instructions perfectly. Again, in today's gospel, "For what he does, the Son will do also." Wouldn't every parent like to have a child like that? A dream child. A human child will stumble. There may be trouble and tears. Soon it isn't quite clear that the dream will come true at all. The parent himself stumbles. The dream may still be possible, but with some adjustments. But with God and his dream for his son, there are no adjustments. There is no stumbling, no arguments. Today's scripture says, "For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. The Father and he were and are one. So when Jesus was crucified and died on the cross, the Father's dream did not end. It may have looked like a humiliating defeat, but it was not. There was human death, but the dream did not die. It turned out that it lived on, reborn and transformed in the hearts of men and women by the power of the Holy Spirit over and over again. Human dreams may actually have to die, but as children of God, we can also look to their rebirth and transformation. It is possible for that to happen because of the love between the Father and the Son. This Lent, let us keep in mind Jesus' death that is transformed, and let us pray that it may also become so in our hearts with the help of the Holy Spirit.